Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. It's me, Ella, also known as Lunar Hiccups. You probably know me from audios on the internet, such as this one. I'm excited for you to listen to the audio, but before we get into it, I'm here to let you know that I'm a grown-up, legal, adult woman, and I do many adult things, such as farmers markets, going to bed at 9 p.m., buying canned wine at Target, taxes, and acid reflux. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Woohoo! Disneyland, here we come. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm riding in your car this time? No! Come on. We agreed on this. Yeah, we did. We agreed that since your sister got to ride with you this morning, that I get you all to myself this afternoon. Yeah, those are the rules that I made up at lunch. Come on! Please? Okay, I know you didn't agree to anything, but I wore your sister down and she said that I could ride with you. Also, I may have already told her that you were okay with it. Which is why she's in your family's car, which is just pulling out of the parking lot now. So, it looks to me like you don't have much of a choice. No. Please don't call her. Come on, please. Please put your phone away. I promise I won't annoy you. Please, I just wanted someone new to talk to. I promise. Please. Yay! This is gonna be so fun. I'm kidding. As if I'd want our time together to be over already. Your sister is so awesome for inviting me on this trip. Well, for relenting and helping me bug your parents to take me on this trip. I remember hearing about your family's trips to Disneyland every year since I was little, and I always wanted to come along so badly. It's like a dream to finally be invited, even if it took till I started college for it to actually happen. It's so nice, even just riding in the front seat of your car, listening to the radio, watching the cars go by. What? All I did was put my hand on your thigh. I know what I said. This isn't annoying, is it? Me just resting my hand down there. What's wrong? Doesn't it feel nice when I give you a little rub down there? I mean, you're gonna run us off the road. Weird. What's weird about it? All I'm doing is slowly and gently brushing my hand up and down your thigh. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to make you flinch like that. My hand must have gone a little too far in the wrong direction there. I wonder what that was, though. I definitely thought it was your leg. It felt just the same as what I had been touching. Long and stiff. And hey, watch the road, silly. Both hands on the wheel now. The freeway is packed, so there's no way we're stopping. You better concentrate. Just let me do what I want down there, okay? Nothing bad is gonna happen. I promise. Besides, you don't wanna cause an accident, do you? Oh, it'd be my fault if we had an accident? No way. I'm barely even touching you. There's no way I could cause an accident. Except maybe the happy kind. Don't worry. I'll be very gentle with you. Trust me, I'd never do anything that might impair your driving. So if you stop squirming, just focus on the road and let me do what I want with you. Then I promise, this stretch of the road will be the best ride of the whole entire trip. Eyes on the road. It's just a peck on the cheek. And the neck. I promise I'll let you know if I have any surprises for you later on. Just trying to make you a little more comfortable. We don't want any painful distractions down there, do we? Oh, wow. Your cock is so fucking beautiful. Just let me Let me rub my hand around it. I wanted to touch you like this for so freaking long. It looks so much sexier up close too. Oh yeah? I've seen it all before. A few times, actually. I know you know I've had a crush on you for like... ever. Whenever I could get away with it, I would sneak out of your sister's room during sleepovers and catch a peek of you coming out of the shower late at night. I wanted to stuff this big, gorgeous dick down my throat since the first time I saw it. Don't act like you don't like what you're hearing. Look at how fucking hard you just got from me lightly petting you through your cheek. You love this, don't you, baby? What? You don't like it when I call you that? Baby? I know you do. You won't admit it, but I felt you twitch when I said it. You can be honest. Tell me you like it. When your little sister's best friend calls you that. It's like I'm your girlfriend. And just imagine that, baby. Imagine I'm your girlfriend. Pumping your cock from the passenger seat while you drive us to Disneyland. I could be, you know. I could be your girlfriend for the weekend. The sweetest, sluttiest little girlfriend you ever had. Would you like that, baby? I'd let you fuck me any way you want. The next 2 days, and your sister would never, ever have to know. I just continue to be my usual clingy self, and you could pretend you're not interested, just like you always do. But the second she took her eyes off of us, I'd pull you away and into a toilet, and you could fuck my brains out. It would be our little secret. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I wanted to get you nice and lubed up so this handjob can feel even better than I know it already does. I want to feel my hand slipping and sliding over you as I slowly stroke you up and down. Like this, shiny and hard as a rock, my hands effortlessly sliding up and down the whole length of it. Mm-hmm. Here's your warning. I'm about to take your big, thick, fucking dick in my mouth and give you the dirtiest, sloppiest blowjob you've ever had. Remember, eyes on the road. I bet you're dying to sneak a peek down here. Listen to me, baby. Keep right on the road. And just listen to me slobber on your thick, big, gorgeous dick. Making a mess. Aren't you?
last fat fucking night down your little sister's slutty little friend's throat. Now I want it. So my tongue all the way to the hotel. Then when we get there, I'll get out. Give your sister a big wet kiss on the cheek. I'll tell her how cool her brother is for letting me ride along in the car with him. Oh fuck. I'm about to shove your dick all the way down my nasty little throat and gag on it. When I do, I want you to shoot a load of your hot, thick fucking jizz right into my belly, okay? Yeah? Are you ready? Hold on tight, baby. Because I'm not gonna stop until you empty your balls for me. Give you another peck on the cheek for being such a good driver while I throat fucked myself for you. You're so tense. Was it all a little too much for you? You did come pretty hard. Sorry, baby, but I had to. I probably would have never gotten another chance to do something like this, and I've wanted you so badly for so long. It's okay. How about I help you relax with a nice, slow hand job? You deserve it. You look so cute like this, baby. Eyes glazed over, your cock sticky and glistening with spit in the afternoon sun, growing soft in my hand as I stroke it up and down. Oh! your sister. Hi. Come on, wave with me. Hi. Go on, wave to her. It's not like she knows that I just took a load of your jizz down my throat, or that I've got my hand wrapped around your cock right now. Like I said, she never has to know. It's our little secret. So go on, wave to her.